Chevy, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.
Our pleasure, Chevy. Obviously, you Jets had 5 picks in this 2019 draft. If I'm not mistaken, that's the fewest picks that they've had since they returned to the NHL, where Jets 2.0 has existed. You know, now that the draft is complete, it's in the rearview mirror, you know, how do you see the entire last 2 days or so having played out for the Jets and for your organization?
Well, we think we had an opportunity to stock up on some good young players here that obviously none of them are ready to play, so to speak, right now. But we'll take some time on the development side of it. But the two defensemen that we drafted early in the draft, the first and second round, already play in men's leagues over in Europe, so they're gaining experience in those regards. So that should help on the development side of it. And I think you never know truly what to expect, coming into the draft. Obviously, picking in the positions that we're in the latter parts of the rounds, you hope that some guys fall into the right spot that you can get lucky.
Chevy, we were joking after you selected Simon Lundmark that the team already had the Jets jersey with Lundmark on the back, and obviously, you're not sure if he's going to go before the 51st overall pick, but is this a guy that it's safe to say that you were very happy to get at 51 overall?
Yeah, for sure. We obviously had him, ranked in a position that, we felt that, we could be taking, at a position like that, or at a position even earlier. So, having the name bar was, again, part of the whole preparation process.
Now, Kevin, do you know from this draft crop which guys are going to be attending development camp? And also, obviously, as you touched on earlier, you're not expecting these guys to be making the team next year. So what do you really evaluate when you're seeing these guys roll into Winnipeg next week for the development camp?
Well, so development camp isn't so much an evaluation process. It really is a development process. You're trying to get the guys on the ice, work with the coaches, so the coaches can start imparting, some of the things that they believe are important, from a player perspective. Not X's and O's, not those kind of things, but, little things that, a defenseman can learn how to, do at a pro level that maybe they don't, either get taught or don't do at an amateur level, or a forward, handling the puck along the boards. And, things that they maybe could get away with at college or junior or even in Europe that they can't get away with in the, at the pro level here in the National League. So those are the on-ice component that you're looking at. You're trying to teach them. It's not about, evaluating where they're at. Some guys, like Nikkanen, is coming off an injury and different things like that. So you're still working on, some of the different levels of rehab for some guys, and you do have to understand it is the middle of the summer, and you want to make sure that the guys get ready there. Off ice, you obviously nutrition, just off ice things like that, developing pro habits both on and off the ice is really the major message of the week.
Yeah, learning how to deal with us in the media, right, Kevin?
Oh, you guys are gems. You guys are true.
Jets general manager Kevin Cheveldayoff, our guest on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Kevin, the Jets obviously had their final selections in round 5, where they had pick 134 and 144. Was there any thought to getting back into round 6 or 7? Were there any players on the board that you may have traded a late round pick next year for to get back into the draft this year?
If you looked at our list and then you saw the crossed off names, it was a pretty tight list. So I think things unfolded somewhat like we had hoped, that they would. Sometimes there's opportunities to jump back in, but we felt comfortable, where we were at, that, we got a group of players that, that we were comfortable with. And you keep an eye on some things, but, there was the list kind of really tightened up, right near the end.
Chevy, it's obviously been a long week for you and Zinger, Larry Simmons, the amateur and pro scouting staff. So I imagine you want to, have a little bit of rest after, rounds 2 through 7. But, you obviously have a lot of players to sign, a lot of moving parts here. But are you able to relax at all, or is it just back to work, when you get back to Winnipeg? And I imagine Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, no, you're really back to work. We're going to stay over here. There's a couple of agents that, you kind of try to you know, spend some time with, after the draft here. Obviously, the talking period opens, as well. We're not obviously, going to be, dealing in the big fish market, when it comes to the free agent standpoint. But, you might start, dabbling your toe in some of the, the depth side of things. Or obviously, we do have a lot of work. So there's not a lot of time, to really sit back here yet. The summer is going to be, pretty busy. For us on many fronts, and it really, one chapter closes here. When you close your draft book, you open up the next challenge in front of you.
Now, Kevin, I know you're not going to talk about the RFAs because you don't negotiate in public, but is there an excitement for you seeing this crop of young players who are getting a chance to really take their game to the next level? Sammy Niku, Tucker Poolman, Mason Appleton, Christian Vesalainen, just to name a few.
Well, it is interesting. We haven't kind of, been in that mode for a while where, you've had the opportunity, to see some of those younger guys. They kind of, find their way in. But, these guys, again, they have an opportunity in front of them to play, if we don't make some changes or, different things, do occur, they might have an opportunity to take on a bigger role. But they've, Sammy Niku obviously was defenseman year 2 years ago in the American Hockey League and got a chance to, start to acclimate himself, at the National Hockey League level. And so you're looking, for continued growth there. Same with a player like Tucker Poolman. And like any young player, there's still a lot that has to be earned. And the competition is going to be tough for them. Because, again, there's still, lots of things that can unfold as the summer progresses.
Kevin Cheveldayoff, Winnipeg Jets general manager, is our guest on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Kevin, just a couple minutes ago, I'm not sure if you're aware, I assume you are, the salary cap officially come out for next season at $81.5 million, obviously not as high as you would have preferred. So what are your initial thoughts upon seeing the $81.5 million salary cap?
Well, you've heard the rumors of it here for the last, certainly a couple of days since we've been here, and you're conditioning yourself to, obviously... change, some things that might have been on your spreadsheets, because of some prior, type of intel, that had been handed out or anything like that. But, now we have our number. Now it becomes your basis of what you and the other 30 teams, have to work with. And you roll up your sleeves, sharpen your pencils, and go from there.
From your perspective, how hard is it to do your job without knowing the salary cap? I mean, in an ideal world, obviously you would know this well in advance, but isn't that something that you might want to discuss with some of your colleagues about going forward, about maybe getting that number firmed up earlier than the 22nd of June?
Yeah, so it's something that everyone discusses, and there's different levels of it even too, like you're signing, whatever, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 year contracts with players that, you're dealing purely on speculation on a lot of fronts. Obviously the cap is a derivative of hockey-related revenue, and there's a mechanism, in there as well that, from an inflator standpoint, that used to be something that, was kind of a given that the full inflator was going to be used, and in the last couple of years, it's only been a fraction of that inflator that has been used, and we can be frustrated, we can kind of say whatever we want, but now we have our number, and now we have to go to work.
Chevy, last few questions for you here, and we obviously appreciate you coming on. It's been a long day, a long weekend. We wanted to ask you about Marcel Comeau because, watching at home, I just thought that was such a nice touch. Marcel Comeau making the pick, Ville Heinola. Obviously, Marcel, longtime head amateur scout of the Thrashers/Jets. Now Mark Hillier is your head amateur scout. Just a few words on, what Marcel Comeau has meant to the organization over the last number of years.
Well, so we certainly, we had a little dinner the night before as well, and I'd made the announcement that, Marcel was going to be, selecting our pick and informed everyone that he was, going to retire. Mars was a guy that, obviously when the team came over and was in full transition from coming from Atlanta to Winnipeg, we made the change. We added, we made him the head pro scout, and obviously the selection and the courage to select a player like Mark Scheifele, just really, helped set the tone for, you know, how we wanted them to feel, the scouts to feel that this was their, you know, this was their list. This wasn't, some outside service or some outside book or outside magazine or anything like that. That they needed to have that courage and conviction and that desire. And Mars was the guy that, you know, had the courage to be on the top. And you know, so from the drafting standpoint, he's meant a great deal. From the development standpoint of even scouts, just within our group, obviously Mark Hillier was his assistant at the time and made a seamless transition, you know, to take over when Marcel took a step back on the scouting side. So, a great person, really good scout, and someone that is always going to be a good friend. I made some jokes, actually, about him as well, because when he coached the Saskatoon Blades there, he always had the toughest teams around, so we called him a goon coach when I had to play against him back then. But, and he just told me, he just played the hand that he was dealt. He had nothing to do with it. So, always going to be part of our organization moving forward.
Kevin Cheveldayoff, our guest on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Kevin, I think it was earlier in the week, yourself and some of the other general managers in the league said that this is probably the busiest time it's been in the last number of years with regard to conversations and with regard to general managers and their phones ringing. There were certainly some significant deals made earlier today. Were you surprised that there weren't more deals made, or is this sort of what you expected?
I don't know. As my week unfolded, prior to the draft, obviously, we made the trade. It really became apparent to me in my conversations that teams were not willing to part with first-round draft picks very, very easily. So, those conversations, probably led to a lot of, things that maybe, were being discussed and not happened. And, I think that, there's always discussion that goes on that, kind of gets banked. And, some guys have maybe different pressure points with the cap, with different contracts that they have to sign that, maybe now that we know that, what the number is, that'll, open up some things or not. I couldn't tell you for sure, but, these things always tend to take different, different directions than something, that you can kind of bank on as a pattern in the past.
Last one for you, Kevin. Have to ask it. We're obviously 9 days or so away from the start of unrestricted free agency. Any progress with any of your pending UFAs? Are you expecting most of them to hit or all of them to hit the actual market on July 1st?
Yeah, again, I'm not really going to handicap any of those.
I have to ask.
You can't blame Drew for trying, right?
And I have to give you the standard answer.
That's all good. We appreciate it. We both have a job to do, and we did it well in that situation. Kevin Cheveldayoff, Winnipeg Jets general manager. You've done yeoman's work over the course of the weekend. Go get some rest. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.